Hey, this is Tim bringing you words of grace today from a rooftop in Forest Hills, and I'll get to that in a minute why we're here. We're here in the middle of New York City, middle of Queens, at a difficult time. We find our society recoiling against the murder of George Floyd on May 25th. Right? Those whose job it is to protect life abused that power to take life, and it is difficult and sickening to watch. And then this horrible injustice comes after Ahmaud Arbery was shot by fellow citizens in Georgia, having done nothing wrong. And these are really adding to a list of these type of unthinkable incidents that are really heartbreaking. And so we find a culture that is embroiled and fed up, and rightfully so. And so I'd like to deal with the question, what does the Bible say about this? Well, there are many different topics that need to be addressed and narratives that need to be told right now. In this video, I want to specifically talk to the church and encourage the church of Jesus to turn from any racial prejudice or ethnic prejudice. You might say, Tim, you mean a prejudice would be found in a church? Someone in a church would be biased against someone based on their appearance? Well, it does happen. In fact, this is one of the first sins that God had to confront in the early church. As you read your Bible, the church was born in a community that had deeply held feelings and even convictions of racial prejudice and pride, right? Generations of ethnic bias that made them reject others because of where they're born. Even Peter himself, the lead apostle, had to be confronted by this by God himself. God gave Peter a vision, confronting him about his prejudice on a rooftop. I can picture Peter here. God had assigned him a place in Joppa on the seaside. I think because God loves Peter, knew that Peter loved the seaside. And so we find him living for a time on his missionary journey at a house of Simon the Tanner in Joppa by the sea. And so no doubt he had a view of the ocean. And he goes up on the rooftop to spend time with the Lord in prayer. Good things happen when we spend time in prayer. And as he was there, God gave him a vision from heaven. And I'm not going to go into all the details. You can read in Acts 10 and 11 the vision. But at its crux, God told Peter, "What I call clean, you should not call unclean." And then he revealed to Cornelius, this Gentile, to send for Peter. And so Peter goes to Cornelius in Caesarea, which was in Samaria, a place hated by Jewish people. And Peter goes. And as he comes, Peter's very open about this. He actually says to Cornelius right there, it's right in your Bible, that he shouldn't associate with him. "You yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of any other nation." And so that's his introduction to this godly Gentile. But because he was not Jewish, like Peter, he was not willing at first to associate with him. And then God confronted him and showed that that was a sin in Peter's part that he was blind to. God confronts Peter and says to leave that sin. And so Peter preaches the gospel to him. But before he does, he says to him, "You know what? I've found that God is not prejudiced." Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality." Well, of course, Peter. But he didn't know that. That word partiality is interesting. Most likely, it's referring to a king that has people bow before him. And then certain ones, based on their appearance, he taps so that they can lift up their face and communicate with him, judging from appearance whether they're accepted or not. And it became synonymous with prejudice or preferential treatment based on appearance. Peter is saying, "I'm realizing God does not do that at all. God does not treat someone differently based on their complexion or their appearance. He judges us from our heart." Humanity has the temptation to judge based on appearance, and I hope that's not you. Let's reflect the nature of God, not this fallen nature of humanity. Let's not make conclusions about people based on their appearance or complexion or background. We need to listen to people, get to know them. Sad to say that this first confrontation, this is why I share this, this first confrontation of Peter did not last for good. Later on, the Apostle Paul had to confront Peter to his face in the book of Galatians again for the same thing. He was unwilling to associate with someone who was not Jewish, and he slid back into that same sin. You see, our hearts are deceitful, and the sin of prejudice can encroach into all of our lives, right? Prejudice based on someone's ethnicity. It's pride. At its root, it's pride, and it's a sin that God hates. It should not be in our society, and it should never be in a church. And just to be honest with you, that's why I moved to Queens to spend my life pastoring in a place that is so packed with the beautiful diversity of ethnicities of the world, where we can enjoy the differences of the way that we all look made in God's image. We need to reflect consistently in our heart that God knows, the God of the gospel, embracing people no matter the way they look, where they're born, what language they speak, and yet calling all people equally to repent from sin and trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior. Yes, even repent of the sin of prejudice based on someone's ethnicity or appearance. God loves all the world, and so should you and I, embracing them as we encourage them to embrace the gospel of Jesus that says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.